I want to share with us something very important. This morning, I want to talk to you as your pastor about the church, the saints community, our church. Hallelujah. Our own church. And I'm going to be sharing a very important subject with you from the Word of God. Most of the time, people come into church like this. They don't know why they are here. And because they don't know why they are here, it appears like some of the things they do, they are being forced to do them. Sometimes they are being pleaded with to do them. Some folks will just say, well, it's raining. How can I go to the church? It's so raining so heavily and all that. But if you were to write a test or an exam, you wouldn't send a text to the exam officer and say, it's raining. Or you were to go to work, you wouldn't say that. Why would you do that? Why wouldn't you send a text to your boss at work that it's raining or it's a busy day for me or something happening in my neighborhood? I cannot get to the exam to write the exams, particularly if it's your final year exams and you are in the second semester and you've got to write this exam. You wouldn't write that to your boss. You wouldn't write that to your principal or your head of department or the dean of your faculty, because you believe it's a compulsory part of your life. You cannot joke with it. But when it comes to the things of God, it's very easy for us to have excuses and reasons why we don't do the right things. We can give reasons here and there, and even if you are at work and you were to absent yourself from work, they will ask you to produce a sick certificate. Am I right? Right? If you miss an examination, and you say, I was sick. And they say, hey, go get us your sick leave. I mean, your sick certificate. Let's have a doctor's report. Because you are not supposed to normally absent yourself from work. But you see, sometimes as children of God, we treat the things of God as secondary things in our lives. So this morning, I want you to pay attention. Tell your neighbor, say, pay attention. I'm going to share with you certain things you must know. As a pastor in many years, I've never assumed people know something. I've never assumed it. I've never assumed people know how to pray. I teach you how to pray. I've never assumed you know how to worship. I teach you how to worship. In fact, that one of worship is very, very, very serious because many people don't know how to worship God. They know how to praise God. You know. So, I want to share with us this morning, and I want you to pay very good attention, how to serve God. How to serve God. What does it mean to serve God? How to serve God? It's very easy to work in a company when you resume in a company, in an office. If you the employee in an office, before they employ you, they'll say, well, we need someone with these qualifications, a BSc in engineering, professional qualifications and added advantage, MBA will be excellent, 5 years working experience, and they begin to ask, you know, a number of things, of you. Then you write the test and you do the interview. After that, then they employ you. Then they give you what they call the job description. And they say, now, you are in charge of ABC, the machines at the second factory. You will see to it that the lights are always on in the office. You will make sure that certain tubes are, you know, they'll just give you a job description on what to do, how to do it, and even when to do it. They will even tell you where to work. They'll give you a seat. Am I correct? Where you'll be working. Then when they give you a seat to work, they'll tell you when to resume. They'll tell you 8 to 5. They tell you also there will be some times you'll have to work extra hours of the day. So there's a job description. In other words, they don't expect you to do otherwise. When you do otherwise, you're likely going to be queried. They will say, Mr. So-and-so, the HOD of engineering, or our trainee management engineer, they'll say, what happened to this this machine? How come this machine is not functioning as it should? Now, it will be very funny of you to get up and say, I didn't know. You did not know? No, we gave you your job description. They'll tell you, you know, this is your job description. Why would you come back and say, I didn't know? Why did you get to work at 9? What? It's 8 o'clock. Why did you leave the office at 3 o'clock? I left at 3 o'clock because I didn't want to enter traffic. Did you say something? Yeah. You're likely to be sacked. Because there's a job description. And at the beginning of your job, they'll ask you, do you know, are you clear with your job description? Say, yes, I do. How of you understand what I'm saying so far? Let me see your hand. You got it right? Good. So this morning, I want to share with us how to serve God. How do you serve God? Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. Be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Now, it says, don't be slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let me take that from the Amplified Translation. Be not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Let me read this from this version of the Bible. It says, never lag in zeal and in earnest endeavor. Be aglow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. It says, don't lag in zeal. That is, don't reduce your zeal. In other words, serving the Lord takes zeal. Zeal means effort, passion. Effort, passion. Be aglow in the Spirit, it says. Serving the Lord. Be aglow in the Spirit. Serving the Lord. Every one of God's children ought to be serving God. Notice what I didn't say. I didn't say every one of God's children ought to be serving. I said serving God. Serving the Lord. But it tells us how the Lord is served. He said, it's in zeal, being aglow, burning in the Spirit. Now write it down. Service is the proof of maturity. Service is the proof of maturity. We're all sons of God. We are all born again. 1 John 3:1-2. It says, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. Now are we the sons of God, beloved? Now are we the sons of God? Romans chapter 8, verse 16. It says, the Spirit bear witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Romans 8:15, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. John 1:12, as many as received Him, to them He gave the power to be called the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. Say, I'm a son of God. Hebrews 2:10, He says He suffered so that He will bring many sons unto glory. Romans 8:29, He says that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. So we are brothers with Jesus. So God is our Father. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. He says that I will be God, your God. You shall be my sons and daughters. So we are sons. True. We are born as sons. We are born as sons. Two words are used for us. One is techno, being a child. One is eos. Eos means the heir. A son, an heir. of some, an heir of someone. We are children of God. But as children of God, we ought to grow up. We ought to mature. Just like every child. We ought to mature. If I give birth to a son, as they begin to, where they're younger, the younger one now, whatever she wants, we'll give it to her. Whatever she wants to do, we'll give it to her, and so on and so forth. But the older one, the elder one, who is a bit older than she is, now, as he began to grow, we say, take this and give it to mommy. Go bring my phone for me. Put off the fan. Go and do that. Now, as he's growing up, one of the proofs that he's growing up is that we can send him to do things for us. But you see, why we can't send the younger one is because she has not matured to that point. But as she begins to mature, we begin to let her know that she's got to do things in the house. Pick up the clothes. Close the tap. You grow older, dust the table. You grow older, sweep the floor. Clean the car. Wash the dishes and so on and so forth. Showing that you are growing up. Now, if you're a son of God, the same thing applies. You are in the church. You are a son of God. Now you're a son of God. You're born again. 1 Peter 1:23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed by the word of God that lives and abides forever. You're born again. You're born again. 2 Corinthians 5:17. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. All things are past away. Behold, all things have become new. But now, we are all born again. We are all children of God. You know, there's no works we need to prove that. Ephesians 2:8. The Bible says we are saved by grace, not of works, lest any man should boast. So nobody has to boast with works. Now, as you begin to grow spiritually, there is a demand on you to be responsible in the house of God. This is, see, let me tell you what the house of God is. The house of God is not a building, but the house of God is also a building. The house of God is not a building in the sense that we'll point to number 4, Jimbo Street. That's the house of God. No. But you see, when we all, as children of God, 1 Peter 2:5, we all come together, we form the house of God. When we all come together in number 4, Jimbo Street, that is the house of God. Everywhere Christians are gathered together, God is there. Matthew 18:20. Everywhere people of God are gathered, we form a house for God. Ephesians 2:21. We form a house for God. We form God's house. 1 Corinthians 3:16. We all form the house of God. So this is the house of God. Say, this is the house of God. Say, this is the house of God. Saints community is the house of God. Because saints community consists of believers in Christ. We are the house of God. So everyone that is born in a house, as it begins to grow, every child ought to get responsible in the house. Or to, as you grow, just like I said about my son, then as he grows older, we begin to send him on errands. First of all, we send him within the house. Then I was okay, get down the streets and get us this. Maybe he begins to drive. Oh son, you need to drop this off for me in my office. I mean, okay daddy, so he takes the car and goes. It's a proof that as he begins to grow, we give more responsibilities to him. At that point, he is not serving his interests. He is serving someone else's interest, doing something for another one. Ephesians chapter 4, turn there. Verse 11. I'm going to read verse 11. I will take 12 together. Are you ready? And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. 12 together. Take it again. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So the church ministers, will the church leaders, pastors and teachers and so on and so forth, will perfect the saints. What do you mean perfect the saints? The word there is to mature you. Just like I said, my son grew up, to make sure that you grow. Colossians 1:20, we may present every man matured in Christ. So we grow up. Why are we growing up? Why are we growing up? For what? For the work of the ministry. We are growing up for the work of the ministry. Ministry is service. Ministry is what? Is what? Service. Ministry is service. To minister means to serve. We are growing up to serve. We mature in the faith to serve. for the work of the ministry. Now, when we serve, it says for the edifying of the body of Christ. Are you a member of the body of Christ? Yes, you are. The Bible says all of us have a function. 1 Corinthians 12:27. All of us have a function. What is your function? All of us have a function in the house of God. Now, I'm not referring to your office, your football club, or your association in your hometown. I'm saying in the house of God. Who are you? Who are you in the house of God? I want to ask some questions. In this church, your church, Saints Community, who are you? Don't say, I'm a new creation. Thank you for that. We are all new creation. Don't say, I have eternal life. We all have eternal life. Don't say, I have the name of Jesus. We all have the name of Jesus. Who are you? Are you just someone who comes to the service? You show up in the service, just come to sit down and just be part of the service? Who are you? What's your role in the house of God? What's your role? You have been in church a couple of months. You are not ashamed to just be coming and going. You are not ashamed. You are not ashamed. Who are you? Another question I want to ask you. What do you do in the house of God except to attend? What do you do except to attend? Let me tell you things that attend service. The chair attends. Are you just like the chair? Let me tell you what else attends. The keyboards, the drums, they attend service. Interestingly, I think the keyboard and the chairs are more useful than some brethren here today. At least they help some people to sit down. What do you do in the house of God? Are you following me here? What do you do? There's some of us, we are so active in other things. Rotary Club, you are secretary. Rotaract, you are PRO. Regional Defense Society, you are president. Football Club, you are a player. Your hometown association development commission, you are a member. You attend the meeting dutifully. But in the house of God, a chair is more useful than you are. What do you do? Let me define service to you. What is service? Listen carefully. Coming to church is not service. Don't think that I'm going, you know, say, I'm going for service. It's because of, you know, there's some words we've been using for many years. We use it because they are just traditional words. Church service. Sunday service. Tuesday service. How can you call something a service? And you come in there to sit down and leave. What is service? Number one. Listen carefully. Service is to make yourself available. That's the first thing about service. To make yourself available. Because service is voluntary. To make yourself available. Are you available? That's the question you ask yourself. In the house of God, are you available? You walk into yourself. You've been coming for weeks. You just come in. Somebody arranged the chairs you are sitting on. Somebody put up all the things that, I mean, you enjoy. I remember somebody came, we just finished a conference in Ibadan, wonderful conference, praise the Lord. And I've gotten good reports, you know, about the conference, we thank God. And So he told me one of our churches, this is a wonderful program. I said, no, more than wonderful, it's a proof of people's service. See, some people walked to ensure we were all blessed. I said, if you will do the same thing and do better, you will have to walk. And the first proof of service is that you will make yourself available. Some will even come to service. And you say, the chair is dirty. Why is the chair dirty now? It's in their father's house. Well, who should be cleaning this chair, sir? I mean, who are the people in charge? Children of God don't talk like that. When we see a need in the house of God, it is a proof that we are needed. It is your father's house. I don't know what happens in service. It's always very hot. If every time I come around, inside my Bible, I have to put through three fans. I don't know what the church is doing about it. The church is doing about this case, about our not being fanned during service. Children of God do not talk like that. You know what we do as children of God when we're growing up? We make something available to meet that need. This is not a party. It's not your department or your society. This is your father's house. The first proof of service is availability. Are you available? Availability means that we can find you where we need you. Availability means that you are around. Are you around? Service is different from working to get wages. You go to your office, you are not serving. You are working for income. That's different. So you don't say, I'm available. You're not available. You are employed. That's not availability. That's employment. Service is availability. That's what it is. It's not to be employed to work then collect income. That's why I said earlier before I started, some folks will say, well, I can't make the service. Why? I've been so busy. Or they will say, well, I went for a wedding. My grand auntie's first child had birthday or had wedding. So I was the one that planned the event. By the time we were through, it was 11 p.m. I was too tired to come to church. Huh? Would you say that to your boss at work? Sir, I can't make it to the office today. Why? You know that wedding was bam, man. It was society wedding. Is that right? Your boss will just say, you have a new job now. What's it, sir? You have been promoted out of the company. You are now an events planner. In service, you make yourself in your cell. Are you available? You will be strolling into church, into cell meeting, like somebody who is possessed. You know, you're not even available to grow spiritually. To church. To church. But when they say, it's no big deal, it's not church. But when they say, hey, your boys are fighting there, they are killing you, you know how to run. You think Usain Bolt has possessed you to come to church, now be doing swagger. You lack the fear of God. If you rate men, if you can do pay obeisance to human beings in the world more than your own brothers and sisters, you are carnal. There are people in the house of God. They don't respect their leaders. So, sir, why did you pick my call? No reasons. Why now? No reasons. I just did not want to pick your call. What? But in the world, if they is in their office oh, where they collect salary. They say, now you finish school 94. Somebody finished school 97, but now went to the abroad to collect master's degree and came back. So they put him as the manager. They put you as the assistant officer because you didn't go beyond BSc. Don't forget this fellow is your junior in secondary school or university. If he calls you and he calls you 3 times, you didn't pick your call. And you see the call, who will call back? You know. Sir, did you say, bros, eh? You say, sir, I missed your call. Don't even lie. I missed your call. You are looking at it, you are not missing it, you were seeing it. I missed your call. Sorry, so I was in the toilet, in fact, bathroom, in fact, but anyway, I'm very sorry. Yeah, by the way, why didn't you call me back after 5 minutes when you saw my call? No, I didn't see it. You didn't say, I just didn't feel like. You don't say what? You respect a human authority more than kingdom authority. Because you're not growing spiritually. Some of us will use courtesy for people in the world. See, because they will give us money and they will protect our interests. You say, good morning, sir. You see your cell leader, the leader of your department in church, the coordinator of your fellowship. You say, morning. You are a child. You are a child. Spiritually. I'll get to that. To serve God. Service means availability. Are you available? We can't even find you. You have become that supreme Christian. Sunday. Even that Sunday, it is remove the sun, is just day. Half of it, you just coming gradually. And you came in by 11, service started 9:30. By 11:30, you are looking at your miserable wristwatch. When is he going to stop now? When is he going to pick up? Oh, he has picked up the mic. I know that's when it's ending. We just say, we are one big happy family. Have a great week. You dash out like you are possessed. He's sleeping in service. So he's sleeping outside. You just take a position. Like Panwa and Tapa. I don't have a service. He goes downstairs. It's like there's a zeal of that has overcome him. He's just gisting. Somebody that just finished coming from different countries of the world in his dreams. Goes downstairs and he's so active. So active. Are you available? First thing about service, that you must be available. Let me say this. Serving God is not an hobby. Extracurricular activity. You know extracurricular activity? You say, what do you like doing? TV, traveling, skating, skiing, and singing. You know, nobody will employ you for your extracurricular activity. Do you know that? They say, we are taking you in this to be the manager of this bank because you like music. They just asked you just to see that. Why do they ask you extracurricular activity? So that they will know you are a human being. You are not a robot. But don't think that the extracurricular, for instance, if you draft your CV, then you put your qualification, small line, you put your degree, small line, experience, small line, the extracurricular activity, you now put it big letters. I like to eat. They'll say, did you check the advertisement very well? We did not call for eaters. Serving God is not an hobby. It's not hobby for you. No. You have to be available to serve God. Service means to be available. To be availability. Serving availability. Number two, to serve means to be used. to be used. Something that serves you is what you use. Does God use you in this church? Does He use you? To do what? To sleep. To even make noise. To make noise. And to disturb others. What does He use you for in this church? Well, we have been here for about a year. The only reason why you are a member of Saints Committee is because we have your name. Oh, we have a camp meeting. You are not available. We need ushers. You are not there. In your cell, somebody that we are not there. If God is not using you, Satan is using you. Somebody has to be using you. Bible says, you cannot serve two masters. You will hate one and you will love the other. So the question is, what is using you? Is God using you? In yourself, in your family, what do? You are still a latecomer. If everybody were to enter church when you entered, when will service start? If everybody were to act like you, some people say, me, I don't get myself involved in church at all. I just go there, hear the word of God and go. You are a fool. You are a fool. So you want to come and hear the word of God. What if that person thinks like you? So everybody just come together as if we're all like you. So Sunday morning, we all move, leave the house by 10:30. We'll have watched news, watch some football, watch some film, watch African movie magic, watch a little read again, sang some songs, play with our mates and say, eating food, doing everything, and we're all living together. So everybody just arrives at the venue and says that, there's no keyboardist on the keyboard stand, there's nobody preaching, there's nobody to bring in the pulpit, nobody's having the church, we just came together, go! Say, He said, where are we going? Say, church, where is church? We are church. We? No, you should go and do church, then who will come to church? No, we are church. We all have to be together to make church. Are you listening? Who are to be like you? Come in as late as you come in. Are you being used of God to bless others? Some, their roles in their church is to gist. Did you see that brother? Did you see him? He wore a nice shirt. The shirt last week was DW. This one is TM Lewin. This one, that's what they do in their church. I was saying to the brother, some folks are just church supervisors. They know every church in the world and how they hold their service. They have been everywhere. They are not useful anywhere. Is God using you in this church? You have been here for 1 year, 6 months, 8 months. What have you been doing? Except being like a chair that comes to service. If the word of God we are teaching is blessing your life, you ought to do more than coming to church. Number three, what is service? Service is to help with something that is not personal. To help with something that is not personal. If I go out to my office in the morning, that's personal. It's to get money. If I take care of my house and I fix the doors, that's personal. It's my house. If I clean the floors of my home, that's personal. If I fix the electricity in my house and pay the electricity bills, that is personal. If I pay my DSTV bills and my telephone bills, that is personal. If I have an examination as a student and I run there, that is personal. We are diseased with a disease called exusitis. You begin to give your leader a kind of excuse that he is bound and oppressed by you. He can't see anything. You say, it now rained. After it rained, I fell down. When I fell down, I rose up. When I rose up, I fell down again. After that, then my sister was crying. I shouted, my sister, where is you? My mother was saying, what is happening? What is happening? Help me take this. When I was through with that, as I was going, there was traffic. When I was traffic, then there was air collision, wind collision. Say. So how could I have come? So you have to understand. Say, okay, thank you. Come the next time. Service is to do for another what is not personal to you. Is not for you. If you come to church to hear the word of God, that is not service. That is coming for spiritual growth. When you are growing spiritually, the result of it is you now begin to serve. Maybe say, I want to keep my salvation. I want to keep my salvation to get to heaven. Say, I want to get to heaven. Just me, get to heaven. Selfish fellow. That's what you are. If everybody kept their salvation to get to heaven, would you be saved? Who will preach to you? If everybody was thinking about their personal holiness is important. To keep a sanctified life. To flee from sin. To walk in the Spirit. Galatians chapter 5. In verse 17. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. It's important. But it's also important to serve God. To do for another what is not personal to you. Besides coming to hear the word of God. What do you do? Service is worship. What did I say? That's what it is. It's not just singing as worship. Oh Lord, I worship you. I worship you. Okay, worshiper. We need people to carry the equipment. I have to go now. I worship you. We need people to clean the floor of the church. I worship you. You are just lying through your teeth. You are not worshiping him at all. To worship means to serve. To obey. To be submitted to. That's what worship is. Are you there? Are you still there? Service is worship. We are all sons. But grown-up sons are servants. So when you grow up, that you're a servant. And without servants, we can't have more sons. It's the servants that make it possible to have more sons. Who are you in Saints Community? What do you do? What do you do? Everybody, how many of you believe that this morning, just everybody will have felt like taking an extra nap on his bed. If you're a Christian, I'm sure. Everybody will have. I just finished preaching. Friday, Thursday night. Friday morning, Friday afternoon, Friday evening, Saturday morning. Next time I just said, my body said, one more round. Come on, sleep. Sleep on. I just said, But no. I'm a servant of God. I don't serve myself. I have to serve others. Service needs to be available. It needs to be used to help with something that is not personal. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2. Service is the reason why we give you responsibility. Things you have learnt of me among faithful many witnesses, commit unto faithful men who are able to teach others. Are you there? Are you a servant in this house? Are you a servant? Are you a servant? They still drag you into boss. To boss. Come now. They drag you into boss. At your age, they are dragging you by your belt. Let's go to church. They say, okay, sir. Maybe it's just 2 hours. At your age, children often say, I want to go to church. You drag you like this. Hey, don't go anywhere. Don't go. Ah, it caught me today. How are we in service now? Okay, we speak in the last 2 hours. It's time to go to church. I call you. Where are you now? The phone is off. My battery. Is it spiritual or physical? It was a physical battery. At least your spiritual one should be alive. You should have come to church. Did your battery kill your spirit? It's my battery, sir. See, just come and see it. It's a shame. You are a shame. Ask your neighbor, say, are you like that? It's a shame on you. See, it's the distance. It's the distance. Well, Isa, if my church was very near, I'll be the one to open the door. And when you want to choose university, why is it University of Lakbere? Why don't you feel the school closest by? Why don't you choose it? You say you want to go to UI. Because you want to go for the best. When you want to work, I say, you are going to be employed as the sales rep of this company. You will be taking 500,000 naira per day. Oh, sorry, per month. You will be working in Ibadan. You say, No, let me walk by. I want something that is beside my house. Carpenter is the next one. It's a shame to blame distance for service. Distance. I used to live in Lagos and I was attending church in Ibadan. One day I didn't have transfer fee. I used to attend church in Ikeja. I was in Ikorodu. I walked. Until I got to K2, I saw somebody who was in one federal mass like that. It did have money. I entered, I said, bros. I didn't get them. I was complaining. Why can't the pastor bring the church now? Is the church supposed to be in Ikeja only? Bring the church near me now. No. If I don't go, that's my problem. You serving God? In this church, who are you? Noisemaker? You even come again, you make noise. Some folks, their mouth has to move. Like bee. But when you enter into a place where you have law enforcement, you say, everybody keep quiet! Like an Egyptian mummy, a fix. You go to church and say, you put on your phone in service. And the phone is miserable, sergeant. Well, here we go. Can you imagine what is disturbing the presence of God? When you are going to the bank, what did they tell you to do? Switch it off. You say, I'm sorry. You switch it off. One fellow got to the bank with his phone on. The thing went on. A soldier said, God did anything for me. Say, sorry. He said, what? It's not the house of God. He said, sorry, please, I won't do it again. He comes to church. You check in. I'll call you back, I'm in church. Call you back. Yes, church is church. Yeah, I did. Later. Yeah. Okay. Pali, okay. You lack fear. You fear man, but you fear God. This is the house of God. 1 Timothy 3:15, that you may know how you ought to behave. The house of God. Paul has to tell them in the Corinthian church, 1 Corinthians 11, don't you have houses where you can eat and drink? When we come to church, he said, we come to get better. Spiritually. Are you a servant in this house? Do you serve? Who are you? Service is worship. It's worship. That's what service is. Worship. To be that person who is available
who is being used. Ah, Sister Ibuku, check up on Brother James for us. Check up on Brother John for us. It's late. Huh? Aren't you doing it for God? Forget man, get up from that bed and go and check that brother for us. Never think someone else will do what you ought to do. That is irresponsible Christian living. I don't know about you. I don't want to be found wanting in the service of God. I want to be found always serving God. Look at your age. Most of you are very young. Is it when you are 60, 70 that you want to start serving God? Then you now get to 75. When you are on extra time, just go to heaven. You will now see your own mates who are your age, of your own age, who have never left serving God. Strong and vibrant. You don't serve God, you serve the devil. How do I serve God? Number one. I've asked you two questions, don't forget. Who are you in the church today? What do you do except to attend? Number one, you serve God with your heart. Romans chapter 1. Do you serve God with your heart? Do you serve God with your heart? Is your heart in what you are doing? Do you serve God with your heart? Romans 1, 9. You there? Romans chapter 1, verse 9. This is Paul speaking. For God is my witness, whom I serve with what? In the gospel of his Son. I serve him with my spirit. I serve him with my spirit. The whole of my heart. You serve him with your heart. John 4:23. Jesus said, that I must worship the Father, in verse 24, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You serve him with your heart. If you still lie to your leaders, you're not serving God with your heart. If you still give excuses every now and then, you are not serving God with your heart. And when it is not with your heart, it is not acceptable to God. You serve him with your heart. Still tell lies. Disrespect your leaders. You talk rudely to your leaders. They ask you a question. What is your name? You use your nickname. So I'm Benzema. Is that your name? Well, that's what everybody calls me. Yeah. If you go for an interview for an American visa, say, what's your name? You say, I'm Benzema. You say, I'm Jamie Okolaole, Oluwa Pelumi, Jesus today, my middle name is here. That's my name, sir. You talk properly. You go to apply for a job. You're all lining up. Oh. Then one small girl comes, says, what is applying for? So she says, we. Well, are you raising your hand now? She's like, I'm raising it, sister. Sorry, madam. Okay, line up. You don't say, please, I'm before you. Okay, write your names. With your age and your full address, so, girl just draws pen and pen. You don't say, sir, she's posing. You don't say, you're looking for a job. Say, what is your age? You don't put adult. You put adult. You put the day, the hour, the week you were born there. I was born 1426, hours in, on the 14th of May, you know, the word's your business. You put it there. You come to church. Say, fill a form. Say your age. You put Fabregas. Say your age. Say adult. Your address. That's the guy that invited me. Who do you think you are? Who are you? Who do you think you are? Serve God with your heart. You don't serve God with your heart. You're serving something else. You can't serve two things.
Is it sinking into your heart today? Is it sinking? Serve God with your heart. Number two, how do you serve God? When you serve God with your heart, you'll be loyal. Loyal to your leaders. Loyal to the people you are working with in the ministry. You'll be loyal. You can do the right thing in the wrong way. 2 Chronicles 25, verse 1. The Bible tells us of a man called Amaziah, who did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. Verse 2. He said God, he did, he was doing, you know, they say, play keyboard, he will play the keyboard. Play drum set, he will play the drum set. They will say, pack the chairs, he will pack the chairs. Take the offerings, he will take the offerings. But his heart was not right. He was doing it so that they won't blame him. He was doing it so that they will not criticize him. He was doing it so that he will get position. He was doing it for money. He was doing it. Some people come to church are laboring so much too because they want to marry a girl. Are you serving God with a loyal heart? Loyal means your heart is not divided. Number two, you serve God with your mind. Your mind is in what you are doing. You are thinking about it. On Saturday, do you think about church on Sunday? Do you think about it? Do you think about, who am I bringing for service? Have I reached out to anyone this week at all? How am I going to get to service tomorrow? You know, I don't know. Today, the culture is not there anymore. On Saturday, every good Christian, in the morning, you iron your church clothes. You've ironed your church clothes. By 4 a.m. on Sunday, you have woken up, you are praying. You are getting ready to go to church. Some people just look and say, what day is it? Sunday, church. Your mind is not there. Your mind has to be there. You have to be thinking about it. And thinking about it regularly. Number three, how do you serve God? You serve God with your body. Romans 12:1. God has purchased your body with the blood of Jesus. God has paid the price for the redemption of your body. So God has a right over your body. Did you hear that? God has a right over your body. Your body is a temple of God. Your body is a temple of God. Romans 12:1. Can we take it together? Want to go? I beseech you, brethren, one more time. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the message of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present your body as the temple of God. Present your body as a living sacrifice. The word present means to treat your body. What do you do with your body? Some ladies allow men they are not married to be touching their breasts. To be doing all sorts of things. Same with men. Use your body to dance in clubs. Use your body to do all sorts of things. Are you using your body to serve God? Your body is a temple of God. That's what it is. 1 Corinthians 6:19. It was paid for. Bought with a price. Some people say, Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. You don't know the Bible. Your body is already a sanctuary. It is now your responsibility to use it like that. Use your body well. Where do you take your body to during the day? During the week? Is your body available to serve God? Is it available for prayer? Mark 11:17. My house, the Bible says, shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. In other words, our physical bodies are a place for prayer. That is why the Bible instructs us to pray always. Ephesians 6:18. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Praying always. Colossians 4:2. Be instant in prayer. Romans 12 and 10. Continue instant in prayer. Do you use your body to pray? Or to sleep? Some folks sleep so much, you would think that they are doing surgery for them. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 hours. Ah! At what age? If we're not careful for some folks, we'll have been burying them before they wake up. What do you use your body for? To go and play football every evening. I used to be like that. I loved soccer. I will play. It was so much on my mind to play football. 5 o'clock. So it was 4 then. I had to play football. So that one day, a senior, he was so wicked. So I decided to go home one day. To just go home. But he asked me for cornflakes, milk and sugar. We call it CMS. So do you have CMS? I said, I've not opened it. Ah. He said, so go and bring it. So he's with the house master. Now he knew that that's a difficult terrain. So he left me alone. So the week after, I went home and I collected excerpt from the house master. I came back home on Sunday. So I said, I'm back. He said, where's your excerpt? I brought it out. This is it. He said, where's the one from the head of house? See, eh? That was in the school rules, but in the ancient rules. Nobody used to collect head of house exit. So he brought out the school rules, showed me. So you see? So he defied school authority. I say, yeah. So no problem. So I won't beat you. Go get your cutlass. I began to cut grass every day. Now, he knew I liked football a lot. So he would take me near where they are playing football. So, begin to cut. So he gave me the V, you know, the V punishment. He'll put his chair beside me. You know, have you no standing? So I was like this. That wasn't what was pinning you. Now here, pass, pass, pass! Fasike, pass, 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 pass! No! Go! Yeah. 1 week, he tormented me physically, spiritually, and emotionally. So, one Sunday afternoon, I packed all my provision. Then took 20 naira. I used to collect 50 naira per term. So if I took 20 naira, oh God, half of my budget was gone. For football! Say, so, I'm a good piece. I knelt down. The good boy. You collected my 20 naira? And he collected the provision. I said, okay, you're free. I was so happy. Because of football. But one day, they gave me one injury. It ended my career that time. You say, your season is over. Ah, it was bad. The guy stayed on my leg and he said, the end, the leg just doubled up. It increased in might and power. And I began to walk like that two at a time. That was the end of my season. What am I saying? I could use my body consistently. For exercise, that's what it is. How much more for God? Use your body to serve God. If a man that is not married to you says, let me touch you, say no. This body is to serve God. Won't you eventually have sex with it? That's when I'm married. That's when I'm serving God with it, doing the right thing with it. I'm sorry. You cannot see me naked. Until I'm married to you. That is Christian service. Let us pray. How many of you, do you know something? How many of you know when you are watching a match, a football game, 1 hour, 30 minutes. How many of you have seen a football game before, from beginning to the end? That should not be a question. You are so active. Or a movie, part one, they say, to be continued. Part two, you even buy the four together. And you are good like this. Watching it. Some people acted, though, that is not true. Ah, 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 ah. Again, the story continues. you put part two. 3 hours, oh, you are going. Now, how come in church you don't wait for part two? That's all around. Okay, the end. And it is heavily after. So say, we win. Hey, man, the word was, let's go. We are one. You just dash out of church like this. Ha! You know why? It's not your body that is the problem, because your body stayed behind to watch it part one, part two, part three, part four. The issue is that you are serving the devil with your body. When it comes to serving God, it's now difficult because you cannot serve two masters. What do you use your body for? I began to discipline myself. I used to watch films. So let's pray for you. Oh, it's getting too long. The one that concerns you is getting too long. The one that does not concern you, you're a busybody. It's not long. So I decided, 2 years of my life, going to three, I said I won't watch anything on television except the news and the word of God. It was a discipline. Or you stay late. Night, 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., watching film. Prayer meeting, 3 hours, yeah, it's too long. Ah! It's too long, no? Yet, prison break. Season 1, season 2, season 3. You are there! So who are you serving with prison break? God? The devil is using your body. You are never tired. So when they're on gisting spree, part one, they are still gist. Hey, part two, they are gist. You come there, you meet them, they start part one. Say, then when we now went to that place, that guy now took the car. He had I told you, I warned him. 2 hours of talking. Let's go on evangelism. By 10 minutes, you say, I want one soul. That's the only soul I saw. In fact, that's why I've been born again. If I just reconfirm the salvation. I've tried. But in gisting, you can talk. Okay. You are talking now 1 hour. There was one brother I liked that made the UI. He was talking. I was watching him. And I said, but so and so. He said, take the Bible, share. Talk from the Bible too. I'm not a minister. So you're a minister for gist affairs. What are you using your body for? Number 4. I said your body. Then number 4. Things that are precious to you, you make them available. Things that are precious. Your substance. Your materials. Things that are precious to you. Luke chapter 5. Jesus walked up to Peter, said, give me your boat. Jesus went on his boat to preach. His boat is like his walk. That is his source of income. He gave it to Jesus to use. Do you give your things to God? Things that are important to you. No, there's something that are not important to you. Say, we need a table in church. You know what you say? Then they also complain and say, they say, there's one table in my house, we don't use it, come and use it. I don't need it, come and take it. You look at your pockets. That part of your income that you don't need, you look at your pocket. 1,000 is there, you put it in the left one. 500, 200, 100, even 50. 20 naira. That can't take it from here to the gate. You put it in the offering bag. I watch my treasure. By a liar. Is that your treasure? Yet, you will take 1K with one miserable fellow claiming to be your date. You walk into TFC. You buy food 2K. Say, baby, are you okay? This is, can I have ice cream and toppings? He said, okay. Just because you want to put her to bed,
I'm telling you. You go and buy food for one human being, 2.5, you come to church. 20 naira. What are we going to use 20 naira for? We can't use it to even get 20 naira. It's so useless. Yet, you see Christians, you take 1,000, put it in. So we put 5 naira. Even the government is about to legislate 5 naira out of circulation. Put it in church. You serve God with your substance. Luke 8, verse 1 and 2, the Bible records certain women, had the daughter of Susanna, who gave unto Jesus out of her substance. David said, I will not give to God that which does not cost me. Do we use your house for fellowship? Can we pray in your house? You know, my home is a secluded place. It's a private apartment. Private apartment. Peter gave his boat for Jesus to use to preach. Can you give your own boat? And brother, can we use your car? We need to take some brethren to... What? My car? Why? The same guy will be driving. Stop! You can take the car. Please, take my life. Take my life. The church needs your car to serve God. A criminal. Say, bring it! Now! Yes, take it. Can you give your substance? In John 12, a woman, the Bible says, poured the most precious ointment in her house on Jesus. And Jesus says she has done a good work. Can you give your best? Your best in your account? Can you give the best in your home for the Lord? Some of us are serving money, serving possession. We cannot give it to serve God. God gave his only son. John 3:16. God gave his most precious possession. Can you give yours? Funny enough, what God gave us, he owned it. What we are giving God, he gave us. Yet, we hold tight to it. We hold tight to it. Jesus said, lay up your treasures where no moth or thieves can break in. Are you laying your treasures in the right place? How do you serve God? Serve God with the most important things of your life. Can you give up your salary? In Acts 2 and Acts 4, we saw Christians sell their land and sell their houses to serve God. I've sold my things so that we can serve God. I've emptied my account. Emptied the entire thing. It has to be done. Do you do your own like that? Do you serve God? Do you give? In this church, you call it your church, church community. What is your monetary contribution in this church? What do you give? You as a person. I made it years ago. I just left secondary school. I made it a duty. When I go into service, I go with 20 naira. And most of those times, I will walk from my house. I will walk there with the 20 naira in my pocket as my offering. Today, we'll take out our transport fare, take out money for food, take out money for shirt. Then the change on top, we'll come and give it in church. If everybody were to act like you, we'll hold this service today. Do you serve God with your substance? Finally, do you serve God with your time? Do you serve God with your time? Your time is precious. Not that boy in John 6 when Jesus was going to feed 5,000 people. Said, what do you have? And that small boy, if a small boy can give all his food. Now, when they said, bring your food, do you know that the boy wasn't told that Jesus was going to multiply it? He wasn't told. He just gave it. 5 loaves and 2 fish, a little boy's meal. And everybody there was hungry. I don't know whether you can read that story well. Everybody was hungry. They had not eaten since morning. And now, when I was growing up, my mother would tell us that, look, reserve the best for the children that are the ones that are growing up. So that means the little child needed more than every other person. It was young.
Yet he gave all to serve God. You are not too young to give. Let this sink into your heart. Till you serve God, you make yourself available in your spirit, in your mind, in your body, and with your resources, substance, and your time. What part of your day do you spend to serve God? Some of you, the only service you give to God is Sunday morning. Now let's calculate it. 24 hours every day makes 168 hours. 168 hours every week. You take 2 hours or 3 out of 168 hours. How many of you know it is insignificant? That's 165 hours. In a whole week. What percentage is that? Is that 10%? It's not even 1%, is it? To serve God! By 1%, by 2%. To serve God. If under the Old Testament, 10% was a requirement, how much more today? You serve God. Because I will say when I'm old, you will never. If you don't start now, you will never serve Him. You serve Him with your body. What do you do with your body on Monday, on Tuesday, on Wednesday, on Thursday? What do you do with your mind? Service is availability to be used. To do what is not personal to you. How many servants are in Saints Community? Are you a worker? Are you a servant here? You give your substance. Are you available? Don't forget. If you're not serving God, you are serving the devil. Don't forget that. You cannot serve two masters. Who are you serving? What takes your time the most? Are you available? Can we call on you? Oh, hey brother! But I want to come, please. We need some folks who, to show up on Saturday. We need to get the office ready. We need to, you know, have some folks to pick up some people for outreach and all that. Why did you give me like 6 months notice? Eh? You didn't tell me before now. You didn't tell me before now. You didn't tell me. If your boss at work, some of us have impromptu tests. Excuse me? Impromptu tests. They just sent text round. The lecturer said there will be an impromptu class 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock on Sunday. There will be a test. You say, no, we no go agree, oh, we no go agree. Impromptu test, we were not told. You run there. In fact, if you try to tell people to arrange and protest, you'll be shocked. Your fellow protesters will be there first. That happened to us in school. Nobody wants to fail. You tell us now. Pastor should inform us the one before there will be a seminar now. She have told us. Let's be frank now. You know, we have other things we're doing now. Are you a servant? Why are you hating?